Hello, folks, and welcome back to your Indie Wake Up Call right here on CFRC 101.9 FM. We just heard How Simple by Hop Along. Before that, we heard Daphne with Caribou teaming up for the track Waiting So Long. And right at the top, we heard Wolf Alice with their new track Delicious Things off of their new record, Blue Weekend. Folks, last year in New Jersey, a man died in a very American way. Being shot while unarmed by a police officer? No, don't be insensitive. He died because of burger. He ate a hamburger at a barbecue, and then a few hours later, he died. And it took them a year, this University of Virginia team, to suss out what exactly happened, but they have confirmed it's the first documented fatality from alpha-gal syndrome, which you might not have heard of, but is one of the stranger results of climate change that we're dealing with in this century in North America, which is alpha-gal is this transmittable allergy. It's like a syndrome. It's some sort of disease, I suppose, where you get this alpha gal sugar, some like messed up version of it, from a tick bite, from a Lone Star tick, and this reacts with your body and makes it so your body finds that alpha gal protein to be a threat and has an allergic reaction. Well, that alpha gal is a sugar that's found in mammalian meat. So beef, lamb, pork. It makes you allergic to red meat. You can still eat chicken just fine and fish, but red meat you become allergic to. Now, a lot of people, they just get like nauseous or they vomit. A lot of people might not even have any symptoms at all if they have this alpha gal syndrome, as they're calling it. But like this poor guy, you can go into a deadly anaphylaxis and not even know, because like you don't know if you got bit by a tick. You don't know if it had alpha gal, and like you won't even get sick from the meat hours after eating it, and potentially months after getting a tick bite. And the worst thing about this poor guy is that he didn't have any tick bites. He was bitten by a tick larvae, so he didn't have a tick on him that he could have even seen, which is just so horrible. And what a terrible way to go. You got to feel for the guy. So yeah, I know we're going in for winter now, but come around barbecue season next time, folks. Got to be careful there. You got to check yourself for ticks. I'm begging you. They're just getting worse. And as, you know, climate change continues, they just keep marching further and further north and staying out for longer and longer into the year. It's pretty scary stuff. We just picked like a dozen ticks off the dog last weekend. It was horrible. So yeah, ticks. Be afraid of ticks still, please. Exoparasites, horrible. Get rid of them. Can't stand them. Lone Star ticks, dog-legged ticks, any kind of tick. Don't like them. Anyway, folks, you know what we do like here on CFRC. We love playing you great new tunes. How about some more Magdalena Bay? They've just been giving us tons of great new singles. This one is called This Is the World, I Made It For You. Here we go. You spill the soul, I get
My favourite colour is gold.
folks, and welcome back to your Indie Wake-Up Call right here on CFRC 101.9 FM. We just heard Down on Me. That was by Good Flying Birds. Before that, we heard the Barr Brothers with Run Right Into It. That was with Land of Talk also on the track. And at the top, we heard Magdalena Bay with This Is the World, I Made It For You. That's a new single by that group. Folks, it's now time for your Isopanasad Radio Minute. This is the part of the show where we talk about a Mountain Goat song for longer than the Mountain Goat song runs. And this week, we are going track by track. We are officially starting our journey, let's say, through our track by track run of the brand new Mountain Goats record that is Through This Fire, Across from Peter Balkan, story of three survivors of a shipwreck and how they deal with the desert isle that they find themselves on. But we're not there yet. This is the first non-overture song, the first one that does have some lyrics here for us. And it's setting the scene quite aptly. The first song, scene-setting, opening track on these concept records tends to be a really, really good, solid first note, and there's no exception here with Fishing Boat, our first track on this new record. Just sets the scene. There's lots of images of being free on the ocean, storms and wind, learning to float is the chorus. 16 on a fishing boat, learning to float. Now that could be 16 men, 16 people on the boat, or it could be 16-year-old. Like our protagonist could be a young person on the boat for the first time, especially when you look at verse 3. It says, be your own boss for the summer just once before you're grown. So it could be, yeah, that this was a young, inexperienced crew that might be the reason why it goes so horribly wrong for them. Me and Peter Balkan and you, friend, everybody else is dead. The bridge where they actually have the shipwreck and most of the people drown. We have the lyric, learning how to raise our cries to the skies like seals to the slaughter, which I really like. Super evocative because they are, you know, they're drowning. But also, you know, slaughtering seals as opposed to like pigs or lambs. It's just a cooler image and it's more apt. But also, there is a whole history of Mountain Goat songs about drowning animals. There's drowned kittens and drowned rats appear pretty frequently. We have In As Many Candles as Possible, the track from Getting Into Knives. When the pigs gather in the sky to greet the sunrise, they all begin to squeal for joy. So lots of squealing, braying, crying animals, crying out to the sky. Consider also the pigs that ran straight away into the water, great triumph. The song all about like Legion, the biblical story. We are Legion, we are many. But also about the poor pigs who are all slaughtered in the water despite, you know, just being pigs that were possessed by a demon. It wasn't exactly their fault. But now I'm getting off track. Are we to think that these sailor boys who lost their lives are pigs, are rats, are seals? Who's to say? And who's to say what will come from this horrible tragedy that has, you know, just set off the series of events that kick off this album proper? It's a real novel-like unfolding, folks. And we're gonna have a lot of fun and a lot of time digging into it over the next few weeks. But anyway, folks, let's just get into the track. Let's have JD sing it to you better than I can talk it to you. It's the Mountain Goats. It's Fishing Boat on CFRC. Thank you.
años. Wild as the rain in the storm. Immense out on the grand horizon. As a thunderhead taking form. Turn in with the stars on the water. Rise with the tides in the dawn. Be your own boss for the summer. Seize the moment before it's gone. 16 on a fishing boat. Learning to float. Some who keep their secrets like treasure. Some who tend to cling to the coast. No one who can stand staying landlocked for longer than a month at most. Free as the churn of the riptide. Free as a rag in the drift. Nothing's ever promised to anyone. Everything you get is a gift. 16 on a fishing boat. Learning to float. Learning to swim. Learning how to tread water. Learning how to raise our cries to the skies. Like seals to the slaughter. Everybody else is dead. Turning where the rain won't reach us. Rise with the sun all along. Be your own boss for the summer. Just once before you're grown. 16 on a fishing boat. 16 on a fishing boat. 16.
Thank you. hoping you'd share a light. If I could take the fire out from the wire, I'd share a light. And you'd share a light. If I could take the fire out from the wire, I'd take you in.
There, folks, and thanks for sticking around on your indie wake-up call right here on CFRC 101.9 FM. We just heard Little Kid with their track Eggshell. Before that, we heard Wolf Parade, I'll Believe in Anything. And at the top, we heard the new Mound Goat song. It's the first track off of their new record. It's called Fishing Boat. Now, folks, let's go to the new peace track that everyone is falling all over themselves for on TikTok. And how can you blame them? It's Opes du Cocaine. It's Geese off of their new record, Getting Killed.
Stay with me, baby.
Hello, folks, and thank you so much for hanging out with us, or me, rather, on this Indie Wake Up. It was a blast. I hope you had just as much fun as I did. We just heard Oranges. That's a new track by Alex G. Before that, we heard Busty in the Bass with Wandering Lies. And at the top, we heard Geese, Opes de Cocaine. Folks, it's been a great show. Thanks so much again for listening. Go to cfrc.ca/donate. Chip in whatever bucks you can. We're hoping to hit $25,000 over the next, 6 weeks. So every little bit helps. Helps us get new shows, new equipment, better broadcasting, the works. It all helps. We really appreciate it. And we'll leave you with She's Leaving You by MJ Lenderman. Thanks so much for hanging out, and we'll talk to you next Tuesday.
Back on, she's leaving you. This is Christina Laurie, CFRC's Local Journalism Initiative news reporter. Does local news matter to you? CFRC's annual funding drive campaign is now underway through December 31st, and you can help CFRC keep our listeners informed on issues that matter with modernized broadcasting equipment and trained team members. Help CFRC raise $25,000 this year and make your gift today via CFRC.ca. Don't forget to tune in for daily news programming and subscribe to our news podcast to keep up with the latest in your community.
Welsh music. It's not just about harps and male voice choirs. Wales has a thriving contemporary music scene, and you can check it out here on CFRC. I'm Ed Reed, and every Monday evening at 8, also streaming online via CFRC.ca, you can listen to the best rock, pop, and traditional music on Canadian Cymraeg Heddiw, today's Welsh music, here on CFRC 101.9. Enjoy!
Are you tired of the same old playlist? Well, you have two options. Either turn the radio off or turn it up with Power Hour. I'm your host, Disheveled, and we're